In the early 1900s, the coal mines of Pennsylvania were a critical part of America's industrial landscape. And among the workers were the breaker boys, young boys, often as young as six, who worked in perilous conditions to help their family survive. John Spargo's book, The Bitter Cry of the Children, 1906, paints a stark picture of the grim realities these children faced. Imagine a dimly lit, dusty coal breaker, where the sound of machinery clatters against the background noise of boys working tirelessly. The breaker boys were responsible for separating the coal from the rock and other debris. They stood for hours on end, sometimes up to 12 hours a day, shoveling coal into machines while the dust and grime filled the air around them. Spargo describes the harrowing conditions vividly. The boys would often suffer from breathing issues due to the coal dust, and many had injured hands from the rough tools they used. They were exposed to dangerous machinery without any safety precautions, and the work was grueling and repetitive. Most of these boys were forced into labor to help support their struggling families, often sacrificing their education and childhood. Spargo recounts the story of one boy, a mere child named Johnny, who worked in the mines to help his family make ends meet. Johnny would leave for work before dawn and return home long after dark, too exhausted to play or study. His hands, blackened with coal dust, were a testament to the toil he endured. Johnny and his friends often spoke of their dreams of going to school, of playing, of a life outside the mines, but those dreams seemed almost unreachable. The breaking point for Spargo came when he realized the psychological toll the work took on these children. The pressure of supporting their families weighed heavily on their young shoulders, stealing their innocence and hope. Many boys suffered from what Spargo termed child labor's curse, a combination of physical and emotional scars that would follow them into adulthood. Spargo's revelations about the breaker boys shone a harsh light on child labor, igniting outrage among reformers and the public. His book became a powerful tool in the movement to end child labor and push for reforms, including compulsory education laws. These laws aimed to keep children in school instead of the factories and mines, granting them a chance at a better future. The stories of the breaker boys, as told by Spargo, became a rallying cry for those advocating for change. They represented the thousands of children trapped in a cycle of poverty and exploitation. Through his poignant storytelling, Spargo humanized these children, reminding society that behind the numbers and statistics were real lives, dreams, and hopes for a better tomorrow. In the years that followed, the tireless efforts of activists and reformers led to significant changes in labor laws, helping to protect children and ensure that they could have the childhood they deserved. The narrative of the Breaker Boys not only shed light on their struggles, but also highlighted the collective responsibility of society to protect its most vulnerable members. Their story is a vital chapter in the ongoing fight for children's rights and labor reform in America.